Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Tourism Marketing Mastery. I'm your host, Eric Hedderscheidt, and today's topic is going to be the group of guests that's the most lucrative for your business.
Hey, my name is Eric Hedderscheidt, and I'm part of a group of independent tourism operators that you've probably never heard of. We deliver experiences that are beyond a photo shoot. When they're not, we actually have to change our guests' lives. But because we don't have unlimited budgets like the big brands, we have to think differently. We have to be clever with our marketing. We need to reach our audiences to make the impact, but we also need to be profitable right from the start. Unfortunately, traditional education is about 20 years behind, and they aren't teaching us what we need to know. So we've decided to take matters into our own hands. We're sharing marketing tactics that work today because we are experienced masters, and what we do matters.
Okay, let's jump into this week's episode, which is the group of guests that's the most lucrative for your business, for bookings. So this kind of comes around because I've been getting questions lately from other resort owners, and they're asking, you know, especially ones that have been in the industry not that long, let's say between 2 to 5 years. I'm getting this question more from them. However, this is a question I still get from people that have been in the business for 30 years or more, and that is, which group of people do we focus on for bookings? Which one's the most lucrative, or which group of people do we focus on, depending on what season it is, or how do we get more of like X group of people? And my perspective on this is, focus on it. Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Focus on the group that you enjoy working with the most. That's kind of my perspective on this. And where this comes from is, I was having a conversation the other day with a resort owner, and she's crushing it. She's doing a great job. They're booked when a lot of the resorts in their area are not. And what was really interesting is that they have picked a group, and they've said, we're not actually servicing anyone other than this group of people. And for them, that is couples. And I'm going to draw on our own experience in this as well, because in our resort, we definitely used to cater to everyone and try and get everyone in the door because, well, why wouldn't you? Why would you isolate any group? Because that's isolating revenue. So it's important to focus on as many groups as possible. So for us, we're like, oh, maybe we could bring people in and they can bring their horses, and then we could bring in people that have kids, and then we could bring in couples, and we could bring in retired people, and we could bring in weddings, and we could bring in corporate retreats, and we could like bring in bird watchers, and all these different groups. And I'm not saying that doesn't work, because that's basically what sustained us for years, was focusing on trying to bring in all these different groups and then trying to segment that up by seasons and saying, okay, well, this season is when we bring in our weddings in the spring, and then we bring in our families in the summer, and we bring in our couples in the early fall, and then we bring our hunters in the late fall, and we bring in our snowmobiles in the winter, and we bring in, like, it goes on and on and on. So what we have found interesting, and I'm not going to say that there's an ultimate conclusion to this, but what we found interesting is that over the last few years, we have been much more concise and much more clear that we're really only interested in serving young families. So we've kind of isolated every other group and said, hey, you know what? Like, we haven't drawn a hard line here, and maybe I can definitely see us doing this in the future, but we've kind of, even in the wording on our website and everything that we've kind of been about, we've kind of pushed away everyone else. We've actually stopped entirely taking any requests from wedding groups. We've stopped taking corporate retreats. And all of the communication that we have is all catered towards one group, which is young families. Now, it's not because young families, we did the research and we said, oh, young families is the most lucrative. In fact, I would argue that it's not. I'm saying, if you're going to go after the money, probably like going after corporate retreats or weddings, you're probably, in all honesty, you're probably going to make more money. But for us, that was just the group that we enjoyed working with the most. Because it's a family-run resort, it's myself and my parents that are that are bringing the guests in and interacting with them, especially my parents being a lot more on the interaction side even than I am. And they just said that's who we enjoy working with. We love bringing these young families in, and we love being able to make an impact on their lives in a really positive way. And we are much more interested in doing that with young children and influencing their lives in a positive way than we are in doing that in a corporate retreat setting. And I was like, okay, cool. So let's focus on that segment of the market. And that's really what we've done, is we've focused on that segment of the market, which is young families. Now, here's what's really interesting, is that when you focus on whatever it is, and there's no wrong answer to this, but whatever niche that you decide to focus on, whatever area of the market you decide to focus on, when you just focus on them, you can deliver a much, much more impactful, is that a word? I think so, impactful experience on their lives. You can just go so much deeper because you get a much better understanding of how you serve just that market. I actually also had a conversation the other day with a guy, and he runs a fishing retreat. And it used to be a business where they would take everybody. They took, same as us, they took families, they took couples, they took retired people, they took corporate retreats, weddings, blah, blah, blah. And then they said, you know what? Let's completely like revitalize, rebrand, change this whole thing around. And the only group that we're going to focus on is individual guys that are coming here for fishing retreats, like coming here. They might bring friends. When I say individual guys, I mean, they're not necessarily bringing their families. And they made every aspect of their experience cater to the needs of that group, which they could take that exact same, like all the systems that they figured out have really met the needs of that group. You could take all those exact same systems and apply them to a different group. Let's say the corporate group, for example, and it wouldn't work, because I can guarantee you that most of your corporate groups that come in, most of those people are not like avid fishermen, and they're just not going to receive that service in the same way. So when you actually focus in on one niche and say, you know what, we're going to be the best in the friggin' area, or in this territory, or in this country at serving that group. What I've seen as a pattern in the resorts that I've been interacting with is that tends to be a place that books full, because they deliver a much better experience for that group than a generic resort or guiding outfit might. So what I'm giving you, or what I'd like, I shouldn't say what I'm giving you, what I'd like you to consider as food for thought is starting to look at focusing on what niche do we actually enjoy working with, first of all. I will say though, try and pick a niche that does have some disposable income. For example, you could focus just on the backpacker niche. You could say, hey, I'm just focusing on them. However, that's not a niche that has tons of money. And I'm not saying you can't make it profitable. I know of profitable operations that focus on that niche. However, in terms of your effort and return for investment, I would say focus on somebody that has a little bit more disposable income. Because it's going to take you the same amount or often less effort to focus on a group that has higher income, and it's just easier for profit margin than focusing on ones that have no money. So I'm going to say, with the one exception of, don't focus on a group that's got no money. Don't focus on broke people. Other than that, pick a group that you enjoy working with and just make a really, really, I was going to say sustained effort, which is also true, but make an effort to provide an experience specifically for that group that will blow them away. And in doing so, they're going to tell other people in their networks, in their tribe, about that experience that they're getting with you. So whether it's families telling other families for us, or whether it's couples telling other couples for that one resort, or whether it's fishermen telling their fishing buddies about this resort, it's figuring out what's that group that you want to serve, and serve them on a deeper level. And I know what some of you guys are going to be thinking, because you're probably thinking exactly what I was thinking and what my parents were thinking and what a lot of my clients that I've served in the past have thought, which is, well, there's a massive risk in that, because the group that I want to serve, they only comprise a small portion of our revenues. or only a segment of our revenues, and that means we're going to isolate all the other groups that are out there. So what I'm going to tell you, and this is kind of what we're doing now, is I'm not telling you have to make a cold, hard transition. I've seen other resorts do it, and I've seen them do it successfully, but if that is something that is risky for you, then you can do what we're doing. And what we're doing is saying, you know what, we're not making a hard, cold transition and saying, hey, we're actively pushing everyone away that's not families. However, what we've said is, you know what, we used to try and focus on serving every group that's out there. And we used to try and focus on marketing to every group that's out there. We've actually since stopped that. So right now, we're actually not marketing to any group other than families and young families. So families that have young kids, basically kids that are typically under 12. Now, in doing so, let me share with you some of the results that we're starting to see as a result of focusing on that niche. So for us, just focusing on young families has been really interesting because a couple things are happening. One, if you focus in on that one group, what happens is when they come to you, whether you're providing a service experience or whether you have a destination, they're surrounding themselves with people that are like them. And what does that do? It actually allows them to forms a deeper connection with the people that are around them. So you actually are giving your guests a community right off the bat. And you're giving them a community that they can actually form deeper bonds with, as opposed to one that's got too much diversity. So I'm not saying that you can't make friends across different groups. I'm just saying that a hunter is going to make better connections with another hunter than he will typically with a vegan. It's just the reality of the way things are. We tend to form bonds with, we tend to like people that are like us more readily than we will somebody that's very different than us. It's just the way it is. So what we've seen is that not only will families come to our resort and realize that, oh, you know what, all the other guests here are also young families, and they have a great time actually interacting with them because they're all going through similar experiences at the same time. So they can share that information, they can relate to each other, they form deeper bonds. And we've seen two things. We've seen, first of all, those families, they'll go home after their vacation and then they will rebook because they had a great experience. So our retention rate, our rebooking rates have gone up. They'll tell their friends. And so our rebooking rates have actually, we've seen a definite impact. I don't have the numbers off the top of my head, so I don't want to make anything up and lie to you. But I can say without a word of, or without a shadow of doubt, we've definitely seen an increase in families telling other families that are friends of theirs about that experience and getting them to book in. So a lot of our new guests are word of mouth bookings. And then the most interesting thing that I can say that we've seen is, and that we've never seen before. We've never seen this before, but it's been happening the last few years. And this year, just because I think we're getting better and better and better at this, we'll have in the entire resort is young families, and we'll have that group start off the week as strangers. None of them know each other at the beginning of the week. And by the end of the week, they form such close bonds that they make an agreement to all rebook a week together the following year. So we're not getting individual rebookings, we're getting mass rebookings as a result of going deeper into that niche. And I'm seeing that as a super positive thing because it rewards us in terms of those guys rebooking. It makes our bookings easier because we're going into next year saying, you know what, like we're already 80% full. But what is also amazing is that it makes it so much easier for us as well. When we have that niche that we focus on, we get better at servicing them. So we get better at anticipating their needs on a deeper level, which they appreciate. But it also means that we have less headaches because everyone kind of just fits in. They fit in better. There's a better harmony at the entire resort. And so because that harmony is there, we just deal with less problem individuals. I don't want to say 100%, but to my knowledge, this has been the first year for us where we haven't had a single issue. Not one. Like, we didn't have a single guest issue that we had to deal with. And I see that as being, at least from my perspective, that is something that I don't think is entirely normal. And looking at this in the past, I can see that most of the issues that we've had in the past is just because we're bringing somebody into an environment that's just not a great fit. They just don't fit in with the rest of the people that are here. And understandably, they're not getting the same value. They're not getting the same experience out of it. And so therefore, they might find other ways to find issues with the value that they're getting and the experience that they're getting. And so that becomes an issue for us. And we didn't see that this year. Now, I'm not saying that it for sure didn't happen, because I was not involved in every single day of the operations. But to my knowledge, it didn't happen. And I've definitely heard about it in the past in every other year. So those have been some really interesting benefits. And in my perspective, I'd say that we're really just kind of scratching the surface of this. I know that our goal over the next few years is just to get a lot better at serving that one market and becoming known as a powerhouse in that market. And delivering a better experience to that group of individuals than they can get anywhere else. And so that's really what I want to encourage you to at least consider or think about, is saying, you know what, rather than us trying to focus on all of these groups, what if I'm not necessarily saying no to everyone else, but what if we just decide to be the best at serving this group of customers, whatever that is for you, whatever the group is that you enjoy working with the most, pick it. I don't think that you can necessarily go wrong, like I said, unless maybe they're completely broke people. But other than that, just striving to excel to a certain group and watching what happens. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this will be the thing that for sure 100% will transform your business, but I know that it's had a very positive impact on ours. And I know in conversing with a lot of resort owners, the ones that I'm seeing that are doing really well are the ones that have grasped this concept and said, you know what, we're just going to be the best at serving this demographic, and we're not worried about anybody else. And so I'm going to give that to you as food for thought. So maybe take that information and just ask yourself, like, over the course of the next day, you know, who is it that I really want to focus on? And right off the bat, what's one thing that we can do that just helps us stand apart from anybody else in the market in serving that group of guests? So, for example, if you decide to go after, if you decide to go after fishermen, for example, let's say you're going after fishermen wherever you are in the world, whether you're in the Caribbean or whether you're in northern Russia. If that's the group you're going after, saying, okay, maybe we cater to all these other groups, but if we want to cater to fishermen, why don't we just make a common practice or standard practice where, for the fishermen exclusively, maybe we'll leave them a handwritten note letting them know what's the current hot fishing spot on the lake or on the piece of ocean or whatever, so that they can, right off the bat, they have an idea of what's going to be working for them. Or maybe we leave them a note saying, this is the bait that's working the best right now. This is our suggestion to you. You leave a handwritten note for them. Just something that stands out from what everyone else is doing, that's serving kind of a generic market in that area. So hopefully that gave you just an idea, a kernel of an idea. What I really want you to do is take that information and go and implement something from it. And I'd love to know, like, with this information, I'm not sharing anything with you guys that hasn't worked for us. There's a lot of stuff that hasn't worked, and if it hasn't worked, I'm just going to tell you and let you know, like, hey, this isn't working. So this is working for us. Let me know how this works for you, so that I can see that this is working for other businesses that are listening to this podcast. All right, that's all I got for you guys today. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate your attention, and we'll see you next time on Tourism Marketing Mastery.